How are we doing today, man? All right. I'm ready when you guys are.
How are you measuring Chad's effectiveness and taking that to Sunday?
Well, he practiced yesterday, so we'll just progress through the week and just see how he does, you know, in practice as we go through the week. You know, yesterday he practiced pretty good and seemed to be okay, but, you know, we just got to follow it through the week and see how he feels as we keep going.
Just the impact, if you can, of getting a veteran like him back if he does indeed play.
Oh, Chad's a good player. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, getting him back would, you know, be a boost for us. But, again, we just got to follow it through the week, see how he's doing, see, you know, as they keep, you know, looking at him through the week, see how he's progressing and that kind of thing. I don't know medically all the things that, you know, they're talking about. So from that aspect of it, we'll just have to keep going and see how he progresses through the week.
What have you liked about Gerald Hodges kind of filling in that role?
Gerald did a nice job. He made some plays. You could see his burst. He made some flash plays for us while he was in there. You know, so from that aspect, though, you know, he came. He worked hard. He seemed to, you know, pick up what we're trying to do schematically pretty good, and was able to go make some plays. You know, while he was in there, and made the most of the opportunity when he got it. I think just familiarity and consistency within what we're trying to do. You know, technique, fundamental wise, and schematically. So. From that aspect of it, that's where we all are. You know, we're still all working to try to, you know, be as consistent as possible from day in and day out.
How do you try and stay on top of Sammy Watkins with the speed that he brings?
Oh, there's no doubt. He's a you know, tremendous talent. You know, young guy that's in there. It's really been effective, you know, for them and what they're trying to do. So from our aspect of it, you know, we'll go in and, you know, we've got different ways that we're trying to play some of the concepts that they're playing and match and play. I mean, that's the biggest thing we do. We're more concerned about what we're trying to get accomplished and making sure fundamentally in technique what we're doing, conscious of what we're trying to get accomplished as opposed to so much of the opponent. We definitely know who he is and know the caliber athlete and what he brings to the position, no doubt about it.
Seen the most growth from guys like Rhodes and Robinson just in, you know, since OTAs started?
I think the biggest growth is familiarity of what we're trying to get accomplished schematically and, you know, the fundamentals and techniques of the corner position. I think they've become more consistent as we move down the road. And that's the biggest thing, like I was saying before, you know, you're talking about Hodges, is just trying to keep working on consistency about what it is that we're trying to get done from week to week and from day to day, as opposed to so much about schematics.
For the cornerbacks, though, the techniques that you guys are teaching versus what they were previously learning in more of a cover two scheme?
I think they were in a different scheme. I don't know what they were being taught, to be honest with you. I mean, we really didn't look at what they were being told, that kind of thing. Only thing we were worried about was them latching on to what it is we were trying to teach schematically, fundamentally, and technique at the position. So all our concentration and everything has been on that and seeing them progress and be consistent day in and day out. I mean, that's the thing that we're trying to continuously preach and work on.
What were some of the main things after just a couple practices with them that you said they need to work on most?
Well, I think, you know, we were a lot more hands-on press man, you know, technique than probably they were used to in the past. But from that aspect of it, that's where we kind of, you know, worked. You couldn't really do a lot of pressing in the off season because of, you know, the rules of the CBA. So from that aspect of it, once we got the training camp, we went from playing off to really playing a little bit more press man. So, you know, there was a period there with just, you know, recognizing different things people are trying to do with that fundamental and technique to try to get on and off the press.
He's turning the ball over more.
I think that's one thing we always try to do, is to get the ball back to our offense. So from that aspect of it, our biggest deal is to go out, and one thing we want to do, coach talks about it, we want to play smart, we want to play tough, we want to play physical. And one thing that we preach on is taking the ball away. But our emphasis right now has been primarily on doing those things and going out and playing hard. And we feel like if with everybody running to the ball, playing physical, tough defense, that we'll get the ball out. That's one thing we preach, is the first person secures the tackle and then the next guy comes in. Because we've had a couple situations during the course of the year where guys have tried to tackle the ball as opposed to tackling the person, miss the tackle, and then ends up being a big play. So from that aspect of it, yes, we are working on it. And the biggest thing is just keep getting better each day at it.
Where is that balance, not only for fumbles but on interceptions too? How much do you just try to play defense, and how much can you kind of attack?
Well, I think we're always conscious of trying to turn the ball over. We're always trying to strike the ball out. But the biggest thing is to make sure that we've got the tackle secure with the first person there, and then everybody else that's running through the ball, through the effort, through the football, you know, come in and try to get that football out.
Seen some maybe over anxiousness on the initial defensive series where you guys have had touchdowns scored on you because you've been able to settle down in some games quicker than others. What have you identified?
Right, well, what happens is a lot of teams script the first 15 plays of the game, so the first couple of drives, you know, you're usually on a script. And what they do is, you know, a lot of times is they'll come in and try to implement things that maybe have hurt you in the past. So from our aspect of things, we've tried to settle down and work, concentrate on what it is that we've got to do as opposed to the matchups of what it is that they're trying to do. And I think, like you said, we haven't gone out with the last week. We didn't start fast. We gave up, you know, a touchdown there on the first drive. And the biggest thing is when you look at the plays that hurt us in that drive, there were things that we had control over. So the biggest thing is when we get in position to make a play, we've got to do a good job with the fundamentals of tackling and those things and make the play when we get in that position.
That's unique to the opening series, or is that just because of how you guys have come out?
No, like I said, I think everybody in this league comes in the first series and pretty much a script and what they're going to try to do against you. You see a lot of new looks. You see a lot of things that you probably, you know, had seen in the past that had hurt you. You know, there's a lot of different aspects that go into it. But our biggest thing is if we'll work the fundamentals and techniques of each call of what it is that we're trying to get accomplished, and when we get in position, do a good job of the fundamentals of tackling, we'll have a chance to get off the field. Right? There have been some games we've gone out there and we've gone three and out, and there's no difference there. I mean, when we get an opportunity to make those plays, we got to get those guys on the ground and get off the field.
Is there a stat or even a benchmark that you usually hound your players on that you, I don't know, maybe favor or like to look at every week?
Well, I mean, one of our goals last week was we wanted to go in and we wanted to do a good job against the run. We wanted to get off the field on third downs. I mean, those were two nemesis that were bad. We want to play good in the red zone. So every week, I mean, those are areas of concentration for us, no doubt about it. But in order to be a good third down team, you need to be good on first and second down where you're not always in third and short. So from that aspect of it, it all kind of parallels together. So there are different aspects of each team that, you know, one team may be better at one aspect of the game, whether it's running the ball, passing game, or whether it's in third down, or whether it's down in the red zone. So each week is a different challenge and a different matchup. All right. Thanks. No problem.